Hi, thanks for calling Right Shop Fiber. My name is Andrea. How may I assist you?
Hi, I was calling to inquire about possibly setting up a new service here in Midtown Kingston.
Okay, all right, sure, I can help you out with that. Let me go ahead and get started. And what's the address where you're looking to receive service?
129 Downs Street.
Okay, you said 129 Downs Street?
Yeah.
Okay, and you said that was in Kingston, New York. Is that zip code 12401?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. One moment, please. Okay, and is this a location, a home or a business?
It's a home.
Okay, it's a home. Okay. All right, sir, and I do see we're offering service in your area, so we can get you started with one of our internet packages. Did you know which speed you're interested in?
I mean, I was looking at the 1 gig. It seems like it's fine for what we need. But I guess my question would be, I mean, how hard is the upgrade if we feel like it's not enough?
Yes, if you feel like it's not enough, just contact us and we can switch you over to the 2 gig.
Okay. Yeah, let's start with the one, and that'd be great.
Okay, we'll start with the 1 gig. Okay, and that's $79.99 a month, although if you do sign up for auto pay with the ACH debit and paperless, then it'll be just $69.99. That may have been the price that you've seen advertised.
Yes, okay. That'd be great. I'd like to do that.
Okay. All right, sir. And we do offer home phone service. Did you want to sign up for that at this time?
How much more is that?
It's $24.99 a month.
I think I'll hold off for now. No. Actually, here's a quick question for you. If I were to sign up for that, can I use an old number?
Is the number still active?
It's active through Verizon, I believe, up in Sundown, New York, yeah.
I guess you would be able to keep your own phone number as long as it's still active at the time that we do the porting.
Okay. Let me, I'm going to ask if my mom wants to do that, then I'll, you're saying as long as it's active at the time that I sign up, then we're okay?
Yes. It just needs to stay active up until it's ported, because if you do happen to cut off the phone line now, that number gets released into the wild and we're not able to get that number.
Got it. Totally makes sense. Okay, cool. That's great to know.
Okay. All right, sir. And just to confirm, the address where you're wanting to receive service is 129 Downs, D-O-W-N-S Street in Kingston, New York, 12401, correct?
Correct.
Okay. Now, do you own or rent this property?
Own.
Okay. Now, how are your current utility wires feeding your home? Is this through the air or under the ground?
Through the air.
Thank you. Is your billing address different than your service address?
It is not. Same address.
It's the same address. Okay. All right, sir. And could I have your name, please?
Sure. My name is Lauren, L-O-R-E-N, Piera, P-I-E-R-A.
Okay, and that's Lauren, L-O-R-E-N, and last name, Piera, P like Paul, I-E-R-A?
Correct.
Thank you. Okay, and may I have your email address, please?
It's bootoil, B-O-O-T-O-I-L, @mac.com.
Okay, so that's boot, B like boy, O-O-T like Tom, oil, O-I-L, @mac.com?
Correct.
Thank you, sir. Maverick, primary contact number?
845-389-0552.
Okay, and that's 845-389-0552?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. And what would be the best way for us to contact you? Would that be phone, email, or text?
The phone is fine.
Okay, phone is fine. Okay, and I do have to read an opt-in statement for agreeing to for phone contact. Do you agree to receive phone calls, which may be automated and are pre-recorded from Archtop and its agents or vendors at the phone number provided? You may revoke this consent at any time. Consent is not a condition of purchase.
Yeah, I mean, are they marketing calls?
No, they wouldn't be marketing calls. This would be just calls like about your service, if any billing inquiries, and also contact from our technicians.
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, thank you, sir. Okay, now the next step is, as part of our order process, we will need to run a soft credit check to determine if a deposit is required. This will not affect your credit score. We just need a few pieces of information to validate that you are who you say you are and to see if you're required to pay a minimal deposit prior to installation. You can opt to bypass a credit check, but doing so will automatically require a $50 deposit. Are you willing to do a credit check?
Credit check is fine. My only thought, I have the Norton LifeLock. Do I need to unlock that for you to perform the credit check?
Yes, sir. Oh, okay. It's a Norton LifeLock, or it's not locked with Experian?
Not that I don't know. It might lock Experian as well.
Okay.
If you're going to perform it now, I can just unlock it for a minute, and that's fine.
Okay. All right. Yes, sir. We'll just do a quick check. And, of course, like I said, it won't affect your credit score.
Yeah, here. I'm unlocking.
All right.
It's unlocked.
Okay. All right, sir. And the only piece of information I will need from you is your Social Security number.
Sure. 074-58-6969.
Okay. Thank you, sir. One moment, please. Okay, sir. I'm sorry. It seems like I made a mistake in the Social Security number. Could you give it to me one more time, please?
Sure. 074-58-6969.
Okay. Thank you. One moment, please. Okay, all right. Everything came back all clear, and you'll be able to go ahead and relock your report, but no deposit's going to be required. Okay, and you
Great.
Did say that you wanted to go ahead and roll in an auto pay and paperless billing with the ACH debit from your checking or savings account, correct?
Yes.
Okay, all right. There will be nothing charged today, but I will need your routing number and account number.
I'm ready when you are.
Yes, sir, I'm ready to.
Zero, this is the rounding number, 053-000-219.
Thank you. What's the account number?
It is 279-221-5218.
Thank you. What's the name as it appears on the card?
It's Lauren, middle initial M, Piera, P-I-E-R-A.
Okay, so M like Mary?
Yes.
Okay. All right. And will this be a checking or a savings account?
It's a checking account.
Okay. All right, sir. And do you authorize the ACH debit, direct debit payment? And again, there won't be any payment today.
Yes, I do.
Okay. Thank you, sir. One moment, please. All right, and we're just finishing up, and we'll be able to go ahead and schedule for that installation. Now, how did you hear about Archtop Fiber?
I don't remember. You guys were installing on the street, and then I was talking about it with a friend of mine, and I was just tired of Spectrum.
Oh, okay. All right. So you've seen us out and about. Okay. Is there anything of note that our installer should be aware of on your property?
No wild animals Okay. A couple cats inside, but, you know.
They're not bad. Okay. All right. Now, do you have any questions or comments?
I'm a little worried about my week and how busy it is. I don't know when the installation is going to be possible, but...
Okay, well, you'll be able to actually choose your date and time, so you can just put it into where it fits for your schedule, and we have several appointments available.
Great.
All right, okay, and just to finish up, I do have one disclosure to read. So any equipment provided by Archtop Fiber is the property of Archtop Fiber and must be returned within 30 days upon termination of service. Archtop will provide a return kit to send all associated equipment back to Archtop Fiber. Archtop Fiber reserves the right to charge for unreturned equipment and can result in up to $135 per unit for not returning the equipment within 30 days of terminating service. For any questions you may have regarding our terms of service or billing questions in general, please visit our website at archtopfiber.com. You can also access your billing statements and pay your bill online by setting up your eCare account, which you are automatically enrolled in using the email address you provided today. Do you agree to be bound by the terms of service as they change from time to time, as posted on our website, including its requirement to resolve most types of disputes through arbitration?
Sounds good.
Okay. All right. So let's go ahead and get that submitted, and then we'll see what dates we can get you scheduled for. Hopefully it's going to behave this morning. Okay, there we go. It's behaved this morning. Okay, so right now our earliest date available, it would have been next Monday, but Monday's a holiday. So our next available date's going to be September the 3rd, and we have any day after that except for Sundays. What date would you like to schedule for?
I'm afraid that I'm going to be in the city that day, so I'm wondering if, let me look at the calendar...
All right, just choose any date.
Yeah, maybe we could, are weekends at all an option?
Yes, you can do Saturdays. We do have Saturdays available, no Sundays.
Saturday the 7th would be fabulous.
Okay, and we have appointments at 8, 10, 1, and 3.
Let's do 10 o'clock on Saturday.
We'll do 10 o'clock on Saturday. Okay. And that number, 845-389-0552, that's still going to be a good contact number?
Yes.
Okay.
That's the number.
All right. Great. We've got you all scheduled and you're good to go. Okay.
Great. I appreciate it. Looking forward.
Oh, you're so welcome. Is there anything else that I can assist you with in this time?
I think I'm all good, and thanks for walking me through it.
All right, no problem, sir. Thank you so much for calling Archtop Fiber, and we'll look forward to serving you, okay?
Great. Thank you.
Take care. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.